On a recent morning, a dozen children at a Providence Head Start program sit on the floor around their teacher, happily playing a name game. There are 2,800 low-income children enrolled in Head Start programs in the Ocean State. But next fall, because of sequestration cuts, the number will be reduced by 200. David Caprio, president of Children's Friend, which operates the Rhode Island Head Start program, says the neediest kids will be given preference.
Unfortunately, many of these kids now will go into the public schools. They'll go into kindergarten without ever been in a center-based or a Head Start program, and they're going to go in behind their peers. And that's harmful to the children because it's hard for them to catch up.
Head Start's not the only social program to suffer from sequestration. In the coming months, 1,700 Rhode Island women and children will lose the nutrition supplement program known as WIC, Women, Infant, and Children. And next fall, 4,000 will lose access to the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, which helps people pay for heating oil. 74-year-old Robert Pilkington of Warwick hopes he's not one of them.
Yeah, it's tough. It's just like being unemployed and living on your unemployment check.
Pilkington, a retired social worker, tries to get by on a roughly $1,700 a month Social Security check. With heating oil running over $4 a gallon, that leaves little money for anything else. Pilkington received about $1,300 from the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program this year. He fears a shutoff next fall when the sequestration cuts kick in.
Well, it would really mean I couldn't afford to heat the place. Or if I put in heat, I'd have to go without food, or not pay the electric bill, or not pay the cable bill, something else would have to go, or cut down greatly on the food. I mean, there's only so much in my budget.
The budget axe is coming down on the unemployed, too. Charles Fogarty, director of the State Department of Labor and Training, says letters are going out to 8,000 long-term unemployed Rhode Islanders, notifying them that they will have their weekly checks cut by an average of $40 at the end of April.
When you're scrimping by on that amount of money, $35, $40 a week makes a difference. You know, it could be half a tank of gas, it's some groceries and so forth. So, yeah, it's going to have an impact not only on them, but it's $2 million a month out of the Rhode Island economy.
Programs that provide subsidized housing for the poor will also be affected. Richard Godfrey of Rhode Island Housing says at least one homeless shelter will have to close, and 525 families will lose vouchers that subsidize apartments and hotel rooms.
The question is, will the landlord evict them if they can't pay the full rent, or will they have to go someplace else to a substandard unit, or will they become homeless, or will they move in with somebody else? So it is certainly a dire situation for those 525 families.
Some federal agencies have yet to decide how they will absorb the federal cut, but there is the potential for the loss of thousands of civilian defense jobs in Rhode Island, longer security lines at TF Green Airport, and fewer services available to special education students next fall. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.